everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Podcasts for Good. I'm the program manager, Philip Kerrigan, and alongside me is...
Jerrica Ferguson, handling all things marketing and development.
So you may be hearing our voice on an odd day. We typically release our podcasts to the websites on Fridays and to iTunes on Tuesdays. But the campaign starts today, October 1st. And so we set out with a goal of having a podcast every single day.
Yep.
Not the crazy long ones like we do on Fridays. That would be exhausting for us and for you. But more like 10-minute, 15-minute podcasts that highlight different aspects of the program, different charities in the program. So our goal here is every single day during this campaign, mm-hmm. when you wake up and you check your podcast app.
Like I do.
Yep. You see a new daily drip in there yep. that talks about a different charity.
Yep. Exactly.
This first one is going to be on the first week to give.
Exactly. So a little bit about the first week to give. It is the first week of our giving campaign, what we say. So that is between October 1st and the 7th of first week to give for this year. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a really cool promotion. The promotion that we do, we work with Washington State Employees Credit Union. They are a really great organization that helps us actually get coffee cards for you guys. So if you actually up your donation by five, start giving by five, or just volunteer an hour during October 1st through the 7th, you will actually receive a Starbucks gift card, which is just awesome. I mean, who's not going to do that?
That's correct. This has been a program we've been doing, I think, for about 4 years now. And it set out initially to just sort of be something that people can do to kind of kick off their campaign has turned into a promotion that essentially sets records every single year. Mm-hmm. So to give you a perspective, in 2014, when there was no first week to give, we just highlighted that this was kickoff week and we didn't mm-hmm. do anything. There were about 516 pledges, either new or upped. In 2015, we had 771 pledges. So we increased by almost 250. And then in 2016, it exploded again and went up to 828. And then last year, it was the first time we also did volunteer hours. We went up to 1,501.
That's awesome.
Pledges or people who actually mm-hmm. put in hours.
Yeah.
Give you a sense of what this particular campaign is all about. If you go to the website during this week from October 1st through October 7th, and you either start a donation to your favorite charity of $5 through your paycheck, mm-hmm. or you up your current donation, you get a $5 Starbucks card.
Exactly. And easy.
And you can also volunteer 1 hour at a charity this week mm-hmm. and log it through the volunteer tracker.
It is. And this promotion does so much more. I know that we talked about it's 1,500 people just last year alone. But over the last 3 years, we've donated tens of thousands of dollars just right. through this week. And think about those simple donations of $5.
That's right. I mean, it's definitely a great way to introduce people to the concept of payroll contributions. So if you're a volunteer, you can use the first week to give as a really cool way of showing your fellow employees that payroll contribution is easy, it's safe, it will help charities in the long run, and they also get a little something for it the first time.
Plus, just check out our website while you're listening to this right now. It's pretty easy to just go see, and you'll mm-hmm. see all about First Week to Give and the rules and things like that.
Yeah. This year's theme is Find Your Why, mm-hmm. And it's all really about connecting us to charity through finding that reason why you would do something. So you'll also be able to, if you go to the site, you'll see a really cool page mm-hmm. that talks about the different impacts of donations, compelling people to try and give. This podcast will have a bunch of those sort of like, you know, whys in them. I think that you'll see the video content this year will be a lot about why we should give back to charity, why mm-hmm. it's important to support your community. Find Your Why is this year's campaign theme, and I think it's got some great content.
It does, and we'll actually have a direct webpage as well.
Yes, we will.
So, speaking of this time of year,
yes.
right, we're hitting the campaign time, but I have a question for you.
Yes.
Philip, what yes. is your favorite time yeah. of the year for CFD?
Okay, so I have two favorite times.
Two favorite times. I only asked for one. Just kidding.
You're already screwing this up, Philip. Well, my first is the leadership breakfast.
Well, yeah.
I very much enjoy the leadership breakfast.
You do an excellent job.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love to try as hard as I can to get other people as inspired as I am to do this work. So the leadership breakfast is always a fun challenge. It's always fun to see that many people come out into one place, mm-hmm. the sort of energy that surrounds the breakfast, how much everybody's into it. They're expecting to be moved and all that sort of stuff. So the leadership breakfast is my number one, followed by the recognition events. I really love the time when we get to go out and thank the volunteers for all of the hard work that they mm-hmm. did during the campaign. So I think those are my two favorites. What about you?
Well, I was obviously you stole my leadership breakfast one.
All right.
And but my actually one is during campaign year, because what a lot of people don't know, mm-hmm. we do though, is that you, me, and the team, our time actually slows down once campaign hits. And it's not the slowdown part that I like, but it's actually that we get to go attend all the events. Mm-hmm. And so what I really like is all the different kickoff events between October, like pretty much October is kickoff time. And we get to just go and, I don't know, I just think it's really fun. Like Ecology has a great kickoff. And just seeing these people enthused in their own agencies is just a really good reminder, I feel like, to me, myself, and mm-hmm. I think to the team of being like, this is what we're here for. So it's like, I don't know, it's like that extra Thanksgiving that I get, you know?
Yeah, no, it really, I mean, I've told this story to you guys. Mm-hmm. Volunteers can make us find our why just as easily as we can do it to them. You guys know the story. But for those who have never, for those who have ever actually listened to the podcast at all, I have found energy from volunteers in their events. Last year in particular, I remember I was, it was the day of the Department of Ecology kickoff. And for those of you who have never seen the Department of Ecology's kickoff, it is an extravaganza. It's like Mardi Gras without drunk people is basically what it is.
It is just like... awesome. I just am jealous.
Yeah.
It's just like it was jealousy.
Yeah. And that day had a really tough conversation with even our own agency, sometimes struggling to get things off the ground. And I thought to myself as I was going out there, like, you know, how are we going to personally get, you know, our own agency involved? And then to go out, you're thinking to yourself, you're questioning maybe like, what are we doing here? Like if we can't get, you know, other people pumped up and into this, what are we doing? And then to get out there and to see people who do not get paid to do this, who do this on their own time, have that much energy and enthusiasm was like, oh my gosh, this is why I do it.
Yeah, I mean, actually I could tell, because I remember you coming up to Heather, Don, and myself and saying like, well, this is great. Like, this is great. And, like, your face just changed from, I mean, we were all having that hard day talking about it and that frustration, and it just washed away.
Yeah.
It was like everything that we were upset about in the beginning of the day was no longer, it just didn't matter. It was like, this is why we're here.
Yep.
Like the struggles that we have at the office, of whatever those may be, and I think everyone has those, whether it's in your personal life or work life. But then just those easy reminders of just seeing people excited and happy and be actually a part of a program that does that was just like, dang, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yep. This is what it's all about. And that, I think, as we wrap up this particular podcast and finish up introducing the Daily Drip to you, that is one thing I will say to kick off this sort of, to kick off this project, this particular promotion. That's just an instance for us where the why became defined and it became very clear. Mm-hmm. And it is just one of those stories that showcases how sort of inspiring and fun the CFD can be. Yeah. For those of you who are volunteering, for those of you who are going to be on the front lines putting together events, I've said this at trainings before, so if you made it out to one, you've already heard this. No matter how well your campaign does, the simple act of doing something like this for your community makes you a success. If you set a goal and you don't quite make it, if you set an internal goal in your head and you don't quite get there, to me, at the end of the day, the biggest victory is that you will be doing anything at all. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best way to describe what the Combined Fund Drive is. Do anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Just do something.
Do
and
something.
I think that's what we all need to just do in general. Yeah. You know, I think we've all talked about it, but it's just to have this moment of where you go, you know, whether you use the CFD or not, mm-hmm. we just want you to give in yeah. whatever capacity that is, whether it's monetarily or mm-hmm. through hours. Yep. And I think, you know, or if it's hours at your home because you have a background in finance and you can help someone with their books, or you're an individual that's really good at marketing and, you know, a charity that you're really involved in but can't actually monetarily give back, they're looking for people to make flyers. They're yep. looking for people to help just like the simplest things of making, like painting a wall. And I just, I mean, for me, when I think of this combined fund drive, it's just a pleasure of being able to work for it, but then also be able to be part of an institution that has it, because yeah. workplace giving, they don't get all this much fun.
They don't. I mean, we've seen other programs not able to bring the sort of life and enthusiasm. So you're a part of something really great. For those of you who are donors or considering donating, realize that no matter how large the gift that you give, it will make an impact across the board, and it will most likely make an impact on somebody who you may never meet. Yeah. But it's important work that we're all doing as state employees. This is a program that state employees should be proud of. And over the next 3 months, we're going to be hopefully hitting you with a bunch of inspiring content, different podcasts, specifically with the Daily Drip, that will articulate the reason why you should care about communities and yeah. the reason why you should give. So we thank you for listening. What we would love for you to do is subscribe to the podcast, first and foremost. Rate us once mm-hmm. you start hearing these and once you start loving us, inevitably.
Which, of course, you're either listening on our website or listening on to iTunes. And we just appreciate any feedback and everything.
And during this week, just remember to give.
Yeah.
$5 through your paycheck.
Get a cup of coffee on us.
That'll get us. yeah. On us.
Well, on WSECU, but
so this has been the very first episode of the Daily Drip.
Whoop, whoop.
We are super excited to take this journey with you people, and yep. we will see you tomorrow.
Bye.